If you stand on a ridge above the 18th century town of Waterford, one of the only living historic towns like it in the U.S., you can just make out a backhoe and tractor. The ridge, a crescent of Queen Anne's lace and butterflies sheltering the village, is called the Phillips Farm. Lots of powerful forces have been fighting over this 144-acre spread, because what is a preservationist dream is also a developer's paradise. The Quakers came to Waterford in the 1700s, built a mill house down on Catoctin Creek. There's still a mill house there. Waterford is on the National Register of Historic Places. It's a national landmark. It has Virginia landmark status. But none of that protects the ridge in a county which has zoned it for development. Today, Loudoun County, Virginia, is the second fastest growing in the country, crosshatched with sprawl and McMansions. Head down the ridge and past the mill house into town, and you see Linda Landreth at her spinning wheel in the general store she runs in Waterford. She spins the wool from her own sheep into natural yarns, gray, brown, cream. When we stopped by, Linda was helping a couple of sweaty guys in t-shirts who pulled up in a pickup truck.
Well, are you done?
Sweet on monkey grass neck?
Yeah. Increasingly, I'm selling lunches to guys who are building new houses around Waterford.
$3.50.
And I see that you have got your spinning wheel back
and
here.
I spin a lot, and I sell some wool, and I knit. And
is it soothing to do this while
customers? It's very relaxing. It's very relaxing. I sit and I spin, and I find myself thinking about the women that clothed the people that settled this country.
Do you think that the development up on the ridge, would that really significantly change things down here in the community?
What it will impact is that we will probably, very probably, lose the landmark status. There's a lot of kind of depressed people, you know, wringing their hands and saying, what can we do, what can we do?
You'd be hard-pressed to find someone locally who supports developing this ridge. Preserving it in Waterford has a wide range of support, including a U.S. senator, the Dulles Area Realtors Association, county commissioners, as well as legions of preservationists and people who come to Waterford's annual fair. Yet, a single anonymous corporation called, with some irony, Historic Fields, LLC, has bought the ridge for development. The 60-year-old Waterford Foundation, dedicated to the town's preservation, now has to raise twice the money the developer paid 6 months ago to buy the ridge back. The Waterford Foundation meets up at the top of the stairs in a restored old building called the Corner Store. A group of five very serious-looking people perch on creaky willow chairs designed by a 19th-century town resident. On the table, there's a map of the town, the threatened farm, and the town boundaries. Some 30 years ago, W. Brom Morton III, a distinguished historic preservation consultant, walked the town's boundaries to map out its landmark status.
I decided that what I would like to do is go and literally stand with my back to every single building in the village and look out, and where the view shed went over a ridge or dipped down into a valley where you could no longer see further than that, that's where we would establish the boundary.
View shed. I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, it's when you're standing somewhere and you look out and you think, wow, mm-hmm. That's a view shed. Huh?
Right. The sightline, meaning if you had been a Quaker or you had been a 19th century craftsman working here, what your view then would have been is what your view would be today.
Yes. And here, in gray, is the piece of ground of 144 acres, which has been the subject of such concern, because if you are here looking towards the mountains, it is everybody's view.
The news came back in the spring. There had been rumors that the family that owned the ridge and Phillips Farm wanted to sell. The foundation believed it had an acceptable offer. It came as a shock to learn that the owners had sold the property for a subdivision to be clustered on the ridge overlooking the town. Kate McGinnis White is a former developer herself and president of the Save the Landmark Committee.
We learned that on March 6th, the land went to record, sold to Historic Fields. We learned this at about 3:30 in the afternoon. within 3 hours, we had an offer on the desk of that purchaser. So on March 6, 2003, they purchased the land for $2.2 million. Within 3 hours, we offered them $2.5 million. And we were told when we got to the range of 3.9, they would consider the offer.
So that, from the beginning, was their selling price?
That's right.
And what was your response to a price like that?
We could very nearly go bankrupt. And what we needed to do was to really recognize that for the first time in the history of this village, the citizens couldn't do it on their own.
The broker for the deal, in Middleburg, Virginia, said that the family that sold the Phillips farm has no desire to talk to the press. And because of the legal definition around limited liability corporations, anonymity prevails here. In frustration, the foundation turned to the National Trust for Public Lands. Just last week, the trust was able to get a contract for the Phillips farm for about $3.9 million. And so Waterford has essentially until October 31st to raise the money that it needs. It got a grant from the Department of Agriculture. It's holding poster contests selling preservation bonds, and it's using everything at its disposal, including dusting off the work of turn-of-the-century local artist and poet Mary Steers. The foundation has made good use of one of her pastoral paintings as its T-shirt symbol, and rather less use of her poetry, read here by Waterford resident and novelist Geraldine Brooks, who lives in the house where Steer penned these distinctive words.
Oh, little town of Waterford, how many years have flown since we moved there from Wheatland into a house of stone. But later on, our father built a Yankee cottage small. It was indeed a happy home and dearly prized by all. Three locust trees made all the shade before our orchard grew. We quickly named it Sunnyside, and rightly named it too.
You should go over to Sunnyside. There are two punk rockers living there that are pierced every way you could possibly be pierced. They met each other in a mosh pit.
Of course, America has always, even in Steer's time, enshrined the competitive instinct. Brown Morton, who's consulted on preservation projects around the world, says that even if Waterford manages to buy back its historic views, the competitive instinct has gone too far, weighted towards developers and not communities.
We are always coming from behind to protect what everybody sees is of value. But I want to literally flip the system in this country and say, okay, you want to develop this piece of property. In what way can you demonstrate that that is going to improve the lot of the citizens of our country? If you can demonstrate that, fine. If you can't, let's leave it alone.
Morton admits his idea may be radical, even utopian, and historic Waterford's lessons may apply elsewhere. The very thing a community treasures, a developer treasures as well. For more on our visit to Waterford, Virginia, check out our website at npr.org.